This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
First, higher U.S.-China tariffs, now a lower Chinese currency. I'm David Brancaccio in New York, and what some market watchers see as a response to President Trump's new round of China tariffs last week, the Chinese currency was allowed to sink today. For the first time in about 11 years, it costs more than 7 yuan to buy one U.S. dollar. If tariffs make Chinese goods more expensive to sell, therefore harder in the United States, a lower yuan makes them cheaper and easier to sell. On Mondays, we consult economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives in New York. Julia, first, hi, but tell me about the yuan sinking or being allowed to sink. Seems to have gotten the market's attention.
Definitely. There's a few headlines out of China. First of all, the escalation in tariffs that was announced last week is material and would naturally put downward pressure on the Chinese currency. They had been holding the line as a sort of form of diplomacy, and so the decision to let it break through 7, which is a critical level, is seen as an escalation in conflict in this trade war.
And you're seeing some of this uncertainty, some of these tensions play out in asset prices today.
Absolutely. Markets are on the move. You've got the flight to safety in full force. The 10-year Treasury yield is down again. And, of course, stocks are taking a hit around the world. The trade war has become very much a front burner issue for markets.
All right. Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
President Trump calls the lower yuan a, quote, major violation. Let's check Wall Street now that trading has begun for the week. The Dow is down 486 points, 1.8%. The S&P 500 down 2%. The NASDAQ is down 2.5%. London's down 2%. U.S. bonds are up, so yields can come down with the yield on the U.S. government's 10-year note down at 1.77%. The 8chan online forum that features toxic speech is now back on. After not functioning for some hours today, the site has been used by gunmen to publicize mass shootings, including the man in custody for the El Paso massacre this weekend. A third party, a content distribution network and cybersecurity company, had turned off service to 8chan for a while, but a tweet from an 8chan administrator this morning says it has found another company to step in. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live from Washington. Nancy, if these claims are right, which company are we talking about helping 8chan now?
Yeah, and 8chan is just partially back up right now. This new company is called BitMitigate. It's based in Washington State. It's also a content delivery network helping speed up delivery of data. It also protects websites from attacks that could shut them down.
So why did 8chan, this is the online site itself, go offline earlier?
Another company called Cloudflare dropped 8chan. In a blog post this morning, the company said the El Paso shooter appears to have been inspired by content on 8chan. It called the website lawless, saying that lawlessness caused multiple tragic deaths. But now BitMitigate is stepping in. You may recall another site, the Daily Stormer, which is a neo-Nazi website, was taken down a few years ago. It is also now with BitMitigate.
But apparently the founder of the online forum does not want it back online.
Right. It is still online in spite of the fact that the founder would like it to go offline. But its content is so toxic, it doesn't make much money. It's very hard to attract advertisers.
Nancy, thank you. Stocks we'll be watching today. American Outdoor Brands, which does Smith & Wesson firearms. Since the start of this year, that stock is down 33%, but often investors buy those stocks after mass shootings in anticipation of a sales rush amid promises of new firearms regulation. Indeed, that stock opened up 3% this morning. Year-to-date, another one. Storm Ruger was down 15% for 2019, but it popped up 2.5% today. The hotel giant Marriott International releases its quarterly results today. Ritz-Carlton, if you want fancy, Fairfield Hotels for something more straightforward. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports Marriott is now getting scrutiny from regulators and beyond.
Big data breaches happen so often, it's easy to lose track of them. Last year, one at Marriott exposed the records of more than 300 million guests. Now, the company is facing a fine of more than $120 million in the UK. Here in Washington, Marriott is being sued over its resort fees. Ben Wiseman is the director of DC's Office of Consumer Protection.
What we've alleged Marriott needs to do is be transparent with consumers up front, that the price of the room is the price that consumers will pay.
The lawsuit claims Marriott tacks on extra charges late in the booking process, making hotel rooms look cheaper in online searches than they really are. The company declined our request for an interview and plans to fight the lawsuit. Marriott CEO Arne Sorensen told LinkedIn the company is transparent about the fees, which people may not like, but
I don't think they're going away. I think we do want to make sure we're continuing to deliver value for them.
Resort fees cover things like paddleboard rentals, beach chairs, and pool access, amenities Marriott highlights in ads for its rewards program. And Marriott isn't the only hotel chain under fire for these fees. Hilton is also being sued in Nebraska. Anna Layton is director of financial policy at Consumer Reports.
Consumers have written to us expressing concern about making hotel reservations and finding out very late in the process that those hotels are going to cost 30% more, 40% more than they thought.
Layton says these fees are a way for hotels to collect revenue without sacrificing bookings on travel sites like Expedia.
And so hotels are competing on price and are finding ways to hide some of that cost so that consumers are more likely to click on them.
We'll see how likely later today when the company reports its earnings. I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
With China's yuan sinking to the U.S. dollar, we have the Dow Jones Industrial Average now down 470 points, 1.8%, the NASDAQ down 2.4%. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.